Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning, September the 20th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees, sunny skies, technical galore. Now, you see, that's what happens when you get the short news and weather report and things start at 10 after and you can't get into the computer. But we made it back in, and now we are live again, and we are anxiously awaiting at 8:30 this morning the call-in from Abby to get the Post Malone update, as well as figuring out this competition, and then also learning about her love of horse racing. So there you go. Now, Ron, give me a call, Ron, 740-751-4038. I wanted to talk to you before we went to Abby here. So, Ron, if you still got your device on out there, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And we'll have a conversation before we go on to Abby. Ron was calling in there a few times, but I was trying to get the machine restarted for this program. We don't have engineers working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when we hit a glitch, there are problems galore. Holy mackerel. Well, hopefully you can hear us up and running now and everything is fine. All right. If you can hear us fine, let me know. Give me a buzz because we're 13 minutes away from this big phone call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We're here waiting for you. Ron, give me a call back. I hope he did not tune us out there. Let's see. I might have his number on the caller ID here from where he was calling in before. Maybe we'll give this a shot. Let's see how this goes. More ringing on the air here this morning.
Hello?
Hey! Are you still listening?
Yeah.
We got interrupted there. We had a technical difficulty.
Wow.
You sound depressed this morning. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you not get a good night's sleep last night?
Oh, no. For the last 2 weeks, Scott, I've had a lot of home problems. So,
well, that's no good.
Yeah.
You still working over at the Denny's?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Pretty good. I worked until 5 o'clock Sunday and 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Now, is that a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
So you work, like, what time do you go in and what time do you get off?
I go in at 7.
7 p.m.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. And you get off at 4 or 5 p.m.
Yep.
Well, that's not bad hours.
No. I get about, just between just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, I get almost 40 hours a week.
Well, that's good. That's good. Hopefully it pays well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask.
I can't complain because I got my truck. I got my stuff that I do.
Yeah, as long as you got your hobbies, you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I was going to ask you about, what do you make of this whole possible Kroger strike coming up?
I didn't know you guys were having a strike.
Well, I don't know that we are, but what my understanding is that last week, the third contract was not voted on. They voted it down. So that gave the union the authorization to call a strike. Now, they have not called a strike yet, but they're still trying to bargain with the company. But we don't know what's going to happen, and they do have the authorization to strike at this point. So what do you make of a business like that possibly going out on strike?
So what, you guys are trying to make it like to make your competition Walmart and Myers better now?
You know, I'm not really involved in it, to be honest with you. I have not voted in anything, and I don't know really the
ins. When you work there, are you a union member or not?
No, you're a union member as long as you're an employee. The only people who are not union members are the store manager and the assistant manager. But, you know, it's for a part-time employee, it doesn't – it's more on the full-time employees who get, you know, upset with these contracts.
Yeah, because they more like into it. They get more benefits than what a part-timer would.
Yeah, so what do you make of the idea of this possibly happening? Because it would be the Columbus Central Ohio District, so it would include Marion and both of the stores here.
So you guys would be shut down too, or?
Well, no, they wouldn't shut it down. They would probably bring in temporary employees, and then there would be a picket line out front.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know how. I never worked with something like that.
Well, now, you have shopped at Kroger in the past, right?
Yeah, but I go to Walmart and, like, Myers. I don't, unless I really, really, if it's there, like, if I, you know, I'm out that way, yeah, I'll go in. But I'm not, like, you know, you can do everything you can at Walmart.
Now, would you cross a picket line?
Would I what?
Would you cross a picket line?
What, like go through it to go into the store?
Well, I don't know if it's I don't know how that'll all work, but if people were out there picketing, would you still shop at the store?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, see, that's what I
long as they don't like bring that stuff on me and like try to get me to put down a store, you know.
See, that's the big question, is because obviously if people still shop there, I don't think the store is going to have a problem with not caving in to the employees' needs.
But then you'll probably have some of them that would just join in and just cause more chaos.
Well, it's hard to tell. So on your phone, when you're listening, there's a bell right now because we had a little technical difficulty there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, here's the other question I have for you, because Abby is supposed to call in here in about 3 or 7 minutes. Now, you're not going to want to miss this, because we have 3 big subjects. Now, have you ever heard Abby call in before?
I think I have. I can't remember.
Well, you clearly know that she's insane, right?
No, I didn't.
Well, if you listen starting at 9:30 this morning, you'll see how insane she is. But here's what we're going to get from her this morning. She was at the Post Malone concert at Nationwide on Sunday. Now, do you know who Post Malone is?
No.
See, I don't think anybody.
Singer.
Well, yeah, apparently a musical artist. See, I don't think anybody knows who Post Malone is. I think if you Google him, you might come up with something. But I don't think anybody knows.
What type of music does he play?
I think it's bad.
Percussion.
Well, I don't know. You know, I really have only heard maybe 1 or 2 of his songs, but it's a little confusing.
Oh, someone that just gets on there and just rambles.
Kinda. Maybe she'll be able to set us straight on what kind of music it is. So we're going to get an update from the Post Malone concert this past Sunday. And then the other thing we're going to talk about, apparently she has a love of horse racing. Now, the Little Brown...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Little Brown Jug's going on this week.
Oh, yeah, I like great horse racing.
Now, what do you like about it?
I like that Kentucky Derby every year that it comes on.
Now, do you usually pick the winner?
No, I don't. 9 times out of 10, I lose.
Well, it's very hard.
I wouldn't want to be one to go there and bet.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. It's a hard thing to do because you've really got to know what's going on. But now here's the big thing. Now this is, and we'll try to fit, maybe you have some suggestions, but this is really what I wanted to ask you. Because here's what happened. About 3 years ago, her and I were playing a board game. And I beat her terribly at this board game. And she is not a gracious loser. So she got upset that I beat her at this board game. So, in any event, at one point we were going to go bowling, and she was going to try to avenge this loss. But for some reason, we never did end up doing that. Well, I don't remember what the reason was, but last week, somehow this came up again, that she had lost this competition years ago. And she started to talk. Now, I don't know where this came from, but she started to talk about how athletic she was and how strong she was and coordinated and all this sort of thing. Now, I have never seen that in my life, and I've known her for a few years now. So, we're going to try to make this competition happen because she is coming in on Friday. So Friday, hopefully we can set the scene for the competition and then follow through. But I don't know what type of competition to do that would have to do with any athleticism or strength involved. Well, what's a good suggestion?
Like you just said, bowling.
Well, yeah, but does bowling really have anything to do with athleticism?
Well, it's a constant motion that you got to throw a ball down the lane.
Well, yeah, but I want to know if she is the athletic person that she claims to be.
I don't know.
See, I don't know either. It's kind of hard to figure it out. Because we all know, and this is not a male chauvinist thing to say, but, you know, when it comes to strength and athleticism, men are just genetically usually stronger or unless it's like Serena Williams, you know, a real Olympic athlete. And she's certainly no Olympic athlete. So I don't know what would be fair when it comes to those type of competitions.
See, like, I was always gifted playing sports, and I've always told myself that, and this might be sexism or whatever, but I've always told myself if I ever let a girl beat me, I might as well just quit.
Well, see, there you go. There you go. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know what competition we could have. I mean, we've talked about bowling, we've talked about cornhole, but again, they're kind of the same. Because it really has nothing to do with athleticism or really anything else. So I don't know.
Do like an exercise type thing. Like you do five sets of different exercises, and the person that does it in the fastest time.
Well, like what kind of exercise?
Like jumping jacks and then push-ups or set-ups or, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you know, again, I don't know if that would be fair on her behalf.
Or like a wall, like when we go out to play basketball, we do like you put your back against the wall and you sit like you're in a sitting position and you see how long you could do that. Oh my God, that hurts like crap.
Well, an endurance competition would be interesting because, you know, I don't know that would favor a male or a female.
Now, there are some women that can go right along with you. I could keep up with right along with you.
I'm just curious because she claims, she's going to call in here in about a minute. She claims that she is strong. Now, I want to know what she means by that. Like she can lift a rocking chair. You know, I don't know what that means. So we're going to get a clarification. I mean, is she lifting automobiles or is she just lifting like rocking chairs and old newspapers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you might want to watch out, Scott, because she might turn you into a pretzel.
Well, no. If you've seen her, you know there's nothing to worry about. It's not that I'm not saying she's out of shape, but she certainly is not Serena Williams. Let's put it that way. Now, Ron, I want you to keep listening because she's going to call in here, and you're going to hear this conversation, And then I want you to comment on what you think, because we're obviously going to come to some kind of a consensus here.
All right.
Keep listening.
All right.
It is 30 minutes past the hour now here. Now let's see if Abby gets her call in. Well, that's Ron's two cents on the whole situation. You know, endurance competitions aren't really all that fair, though, because it all depends on what you're doing. I don't know. That's a little tentative. But we are going to get the Post Malone concert update here. This should be exciting. And then we're also going to find out about the love of horse racing, being that it is Little Brown Jug Week. 31 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we have recovered, I believe, from our technical difficulty that we had at the top of the hour there. We're going to have to hire an engineer to be in the studio to actually follow through with what is going on. So here we go, 740-751-4038. Well, she's already late. 31 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, the 20th of the month of September 2022, 9/2022, 58 degrees, and sunny skies as autumn is upon us. Today is the last day of summer. Autumn comes in tomorrow. It's going to be big, you know, and I'm telling you, as autumn comes in, it's going to be something. Go ahead, caller.
Just think about the athletic competition here.
Oh, fill us in.
I think in keeping with the tradition of WWDH, it should be fruitcake toss, best two out of three.
Oh, the fruitcake toss. Well, see, here's the thing. I would kill her in that because I don't think she... This whole... I don't even know what she's talking about.
You can throw left-handed or something.
Well, you know, we'll see if she's got... She's a competitive person. She's an interesting character because she's competitive in a way, but she never wins. So I'm not sure what kind of competition rubric that really is.
Well, we'll keep thinking on it.
She's kind of like the Browns. She's competitive, but she never wins. The hate mail will pile up now.
Well, everybody knows what the Browns do, so you have to live with it. Even if you're a fan, you have to live with it.
Well, she's going to call in here, so you'll have to listen to this call and see what comes of it.
I'll get off the line here, but like I said, keep it in the spirit of the WWGH there.
Yeah, why not? We'll keep it going.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello. Well, I think we lost that call. We had a call coming in there. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Well, we've had some suggestions now. All right. I think she's going to call in now. All right, here we go. I think this is what's going... Well, maybe. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's Tuesday. It's the last day of summer, don't you know?
Oh, you know, I kind of forgot that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the last... Well, I can understand, because you've been... See, I don't like to use the word hungover for the last 2 days. You've been recovering for the last 2 days.
No. That's what you assumed. We had a great time at the concert, but I did not need recovery time. I worked yesterday. All was well.
Well, people can work in a haze, though, can't they?
My job would be hard to work in a haze. It might cause more headaches.
Well, now this is going to be interesting because now we've got people. Did you hear the two calls we had prior to you calling in who were giving suggestions?
I heard part of one of them, but I did not hear the second, I guess.
Well, where did you go?
Well, I was working.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we got some ground to cover here. So let's start with the big Post Malone. And nobody knows who this is. We took a poll this morning. And you know, God bless his heart. Nobody knows who he is. So tell us what happened Sunday at Nationwide.
It was great. I mean, and it's, I think people, I think maybe just the people you're talking to don't know who it is, because a lot of people do. I mean, it was like a sold-out show on Sunday.
Sold out.
It was crazy. Yeah, at Nationwide Arena. So I think that's like 20,000 people or something.
20,000 people went to this thing.
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, it had to have been close than that. It was, it looked very sold out. If it was not, it had to be close.
Now, what were the cost of the tickets to this thing?
You know, I really have no idea because I got them for my birthday. It was a birthday present.
Oh, this was a birthday
gift. I honestly don't know. It was, yeah. So I honestly don't know.
So you really have a fascination with this person.
I mean, it's not a fascination. Like, I mean, I enjoy his music. I enjoy him. Like, he's a really, like, good person.
Now, see, what you've said this, several times. What does that mean?
He's doing good things. He does good things. He does good things. That's all.
Well, like, what does he do?
I don't know. He's a good person. Like, he takes care of people. He'll, like, visit people who have, you know, wishes to visit him. Like, he tries to give back where he can. Like, he's just a good person. He's not, like, some snobby rock star.
So he goes and visits people who wish to visit him?
Oh, Scott, stop making it so difficult. Yeah, well, no, like, that, you know what he does.
Well, that probably doesn't take very much time.
Oh, my gosh.
How long could that list be?
I don't know exactly.
So how was the concert? That's what we want to know.
It was amazing. It was everything I hoped. And it was crazy because we were so worried it was going to get canceled, because at his concert the night before in St. Louis, he fell and he, like, cracked 3 ribs. It was very dramatic. I watched the video.
Oh,
happening.
My.
Like, everybody was posting this video. And I was
good
like, oh, my
Lord.
Gosh, the concert's going to get canceled. But it did not. I mean, he was a trooper.
What did he do? Trip over his feet?
No. So, you know how the stage is, you know, obviously he has a big stage, but then where the guitar, like when he's done with the guitar, you know, they'll put it down and the guitar will drop down, like, below stage, and then it'll come back up. Well, somebody didn't close the stage back up, so there was a hole that he, like, fell in, but he fell, like, on his chest. He, like, hit the other side of it and fell on his chest. It was crazy.
He didn't see the hole?
Well, he was performing, and the hole isn't typically there, so no, like, I can see how he didn't see it.
So he fell and broke his ribs.
Apparently he cracked, like, 3 ribs.
My God. Did he go on with the show?
He was off for a little while. He was taken off by paramedics, and then he was off, and he came back out and finished, like, more songs, yes.
Do you think somebody got fired for that?
You know, I don't know. I didn't hear what happened there. I mean, he seemed to take it all in good stride on Sunday when he talked about it. He didn't, like, blame anybody at all. He kind of poked fun of it himself a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, he made light of it. But
so you don't think heads rolled on Saturday night?
I mean, I can't. I won't speak to that. I don't know what happened. But he was a good sport about it, whether or not anybody lost their job over it. Who knows?
Well, see, maybe somebody was out to get him, too. See, you never know.
It could have been. You never know what happens off stage, you know?
Yeah, well, so he fell and broke his ribs, so you were worried the concert was going to be canceled. So what was great about the concert? What songs did he do good? Was there a light show? You know, these things are all big now.
Yeah, I mean, he did have lots of lights. He had, like, some, like, flames that would come up. You know, that stuff's all very cool. Just not my thing. Like, his voice is good. He talked a lot. You know what I mean? Like, this sort of spoke while he sang, and I, you know, after each song, and I like that too. So it was good. I mean, he played the guitar some, sang, like, acoustically a little bit. It was a very good show.
I'm still trying to figure out what your connection is to this person, because he is not of your era, which is strange. And then also, I saw a picture of him, and I've heard some of his music. And I'm not saying that somebody couldn't stumble on him and like him. It just doesn't seem like it would be a birthday gift. I mean, you would really have to be into somebody to get somebody a birthday gift of that.
Yeah. No, my boys know that I have liked him. So, I mean, I'm sure it stems from, I think he's, I don't know, he's probably got, I'm trying to place the years of things, like when things come out, you know, like based on the ages of my children, because that's kind of like, was it before Luke, after Luke? But I know that it was like during that time when I was driving, you know, driving my kids a lot, because at that point you lose control of the radio or the music that's played in your car. So I remember being with Luke, you know, toting him around everywhere, and it was music that he was listening to, and I was like, oh, who's this? And then he and I kind of like became our thing, and he like thought it was funny that I liked him too, but his music's good. It's not like rap music or anything crazy like that. It's just good music. So I think, gosh, what, it was probably maybe like 2016, sometime around there, that I started listening to him some. And then just when it's constantly played in your car because your kids listen to it, I liked it.
But none of the kids went to the concert.
No, my kids got me the ticket.
Oh, the kids got, but see, why wouldn't they want to go if he was their guy?
Well, they wanted mom to go. It was a very sweet thing. They know, they like love that you know, they like that I like them. So it was their idea.
Is it like and again, you know, I'm not talking like a serious thing here, but is this like one of those teenage crush things? Like you put the poster up on your wall or something when you're young?
No, what? No.
It seems a little like that. I gotta tell
no,
you.
No, it's not like that. No, I can't just appreciate the music. I love going to concerts. Like, you should know this about me by now. I love going to concerts, and it's fun. Live music like that is fun.
Yeah, but, you know, he's one of these, what you would call a punk. You know, he's all tattooed up, and he's all, you know, like...
He's not a punk, though, just because he has tattoos. He's not like a
punk.
No.
I'm not saying tattoos make you a punk. I'm saying that he's got a lot of tattoos, and he's also, like, two decades younger than you. So I'm trying to figure out what the commonality is here.
He is not two decades younger than me. You love to exaggerate my age often.
So the
I said, I liked his music. It's definitely my oldest son that turned me on to like listening to it, and it wasn't even by my choice at that point. It was because he was always playing him in the car and things like that, or at home. So then I just liked it. I don't know.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put Post Malone?
Oh yeah, he was a 10. The concert was awesome all the way around.
Now, you know that isn't his real name.
I do. I do know it's not his real name. His last name is Post, however.
And his first name is Irving.
It's Austin.
Oh, no, I thought it was Irving. Somebody told me it was Irving.
Austin Richard Post.
Okay. Well, see,
You're looking up the wrong Post.
Well, no, I'm looking up the news story about the St. Louis incident. And, I think you've given us bad information, because it says Post Malone bruised ribs after falling in a hole on the stage.
Oh, well, maybe they've changed the story. It was cracked ribs when it came out on Sunday. That, you know, how things are reported. That's how it was reported on Sunday.
You know, it's very funny to me. What a headline. Post Malone bruised ribs after falling in a hole on the stage.
Right?
Oh, what a story.
It was dramatic.
You know, he looks a little punkish in these pictures, I got to tell you.
Okay, I mean, you can say that, and maybe that's what people might say, but...
What are these words tattooed on his face? Do you know the words?
The words...
He's got words
like
on his face.
Always tired on his face, and I'm not sure what else is there.
Always tired?
What he says, yeah.
Oh, maybe he's got like an immune deficiency.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture here, and he, you know, this is not the type of guy who I would think would have a big following.
Well, he definitely has a big. I mean, he's been nominated for Grammys. He's won Billboard Music Awards. He's had songs like on the, you know, on the top, several songs in the top 100. Like, he's not a small, you know, unknown person.
And what was your favorite song? What made you fall down in the aisle and, you know, sing and do all that?
I don't know that I followed or fell down in an aisle, no.
You probably fell down in an aisle just getting to your seat, but that's a whole nother thing.
Well, that's actually true. But it was Circles. I love that song, and he played it with his car, so it was good. It was very good. And so that might have been my favorite song, but it was good. He played lots of songs that I knew well, and there was, you know, they always throw in some new ones or some ones that aren't as known. Those were good too. So, yeah.
What is Circles about?
What is it about?
So you don't know either. That's the whole point here. You have no idea what it's about.
No, it's not that I don't know what it's about. Like, that's a weird question.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess.
Why? What is it about? I have no idea what it's about.
It's about relationship.
Oh.
I mean, that's what it's referring to, right?
Like, what about? No, I don't know. What about relationships?
Being in a relationship and then breaking up and then get back together, like a constant circle. I don't know.
But the same person?
I think that's what it's referring to.
Gee whiz. Well, you've never been in that boat, right?
No, I never have.
No, usually when one of yours breaks up, you just move on to the next guy, right?
No, that's not really how it works, but I am a firm believer that exes are exes for a reason. I don't need to go back and find out a second time why.
Well, you never know. It could have just been a personality conflict.
Very well could have been, but I don't need to learn that a second time.
In any event, we have two more things to cover here that are very, very important. Number two, because it is Little Brown Jug Week, your love of horse racing.
I do love horse racing.
Now, why is this?
I grew up at fairs having animals and showing animals and things like that. It was always something that I did. And so it was always a big deal because we didn't show back when I showed, and I don't know what the schedule is now at the fair. I think it was the same because they brought back harness racing, but like we would be able to walk down Sunday. They would have it on Sundays and Mondays, so we didn't show on those days. So we'd be able to go down and watch the horse races. And I remember going down with like my family, and as I got older, going down with my friends, and it was always a lot of fun. And then we would go sometimes to the Delaware Fair, and watch the racing leading up to the jug, like. Sundays, Monday evenings, if they had it. Yeah, we always tried to catch it whenever we could. I love it. Like the Kentucky Derby has been on my bucket list for quite some time.
And but you were born in a holler in Kentucky.
No, I was born right here in Ohio, right in Marion, Ohio. I was not born in Kentucky.
Well, I thought you told me you were born in Kentucky.
No, I have family there. I was not born there. My mom was born there.
Now, are you sure that you were not born there?
I'm positive, yes.
But you weren't present at your birth.
I actually made an appearance, yeah.
Well, no, I mean you were born, but you don't remember being born.
You think, like, my parents are lying to me?
Well, I think they might be, because I think you have a lot of Kentucky tendencies.
I don't think so, and I don't know why you say this.
Well, that's nothing bad. I like people from Kentucky. I just think that you have a lot of Kentucky tendencies. You know, you have first of all, you have that temper. And, you know, you also...
Kentucky people don't have tempers?
Well, yeah. You know, they're just a little short-fused.
Huh. No, I didn't know that.
Have you ever been to Kentucky?
Lots of times, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Lots of times.
Now, here we got a whole thing to clear up, because and we're down to the final 10 minutes here. Now, this is going to be tough, because clearly we have a disconnect here on what is going on. Now, 2 years ago, and I've said this story already this morning, 2 years ago, do you remember what the game was? What was the board game we were playing?
Yeah, we were playing, was it like... Qubits or something, what is it called? Something that the pattern game. And I didn't even know we were playing against each other. Your story and your memory of this event is totally skewed.
Well, see, that's because you lost, and it was you don't like to lose. Now, you've admitted this. No. You're a sore loser.
No. We weren't playing against each other. I was helping Sky. I will not forget. I was helping Sky. You were doing it, and like, you were just like, I win. And I was like, I didn't know we were playing
no,
against each other.
I was helping somebody.
No. No, you weren't.
So it was just the three of us sitting there.
Yes.
No, you were playing. You were not helping anybody. You were playing.
I remember this vividly because I was like, oh, and then you like decided to tell me that you were a winner.
Right. So I beat you. And it was bad. And I don't remember what the game was. Because
right. And you beat me, but I didn't know we were playing against each other.
Well, what would have made the difference had we been playing against each other? You were still playing.
But it's a game in which you, whatever, I can't remember what it was called right now. Why is it killing me? It's a pattern game, and you figure out the pattern with the tile things, right? That's what we were playing. And you're doing it at the same time as someone else, right? Whoever figures out first.
Right, but you were bitter about this loss because I remember not too long after this, I think it was right before the pandemic, you had laid out a challenge for bowling.
So I didn't know that we were competing. I was helping someone do it, and I didn't know that it was a competition between you and I. And then you were just like, ha-ha, I win. I was like, wait, were we playing? And you were like, I just won. I'm the winner.
I don't think I said, ha-ha, I win.
It was definitely something like that, though.
I don't think that's my speech pattern, but I did win, and then immediately you wanted to play something else because you wanted to get a win yourself because now you were one down.
I don't think that's how it went.
In any event, so there was supposed to be a bowling game, and that did not happen. I think the pandemic wiped that out. But then, I don't remember why it came up last week. Why did that come up last week?
I really don't know.
I don't know. It came up last week, though. I think I was talking to Linda about it, about you being a little bit of a sore loser. And then all of a sudden, you were listening, I believe, in the car, because I started getting all these messages about how you were athletic and you were, strong and all these sort of things. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I've been around you. When did this take place?
When did what take place?
When did that transformation that you became athletic and strong? Now, again, I preface this with the idea, I'm not saying that you're out of shape. I'm not saying that you can't, walk a straight line. I'm just saying I've never seen you be athletic or strong in any endeavor that we have ever done.
I am athletic. I'm not sure why you would think that I wasn't athletic.
Well, like, give me an example of your athleticism.
What do you mean? Like, I work out, like, I do the drumming sometimes, and I did the bungee stuff, or I do another type of workout. I am athletic. I'm with my kids at home. I still do random things. I played softball in a softball team this summer.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does that mean, really?
That's what athletic is. Like, I still, like, do sports. I'm not completely out of shape. Like, I do...
Well, no, I didn't say you were out of shape.
I can still run, and I can still hit, and I can still throw, and I can still do things that I did when I was more athletic when I was younger. I played softball. I was a cheerleader in school. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I could, go out there and do the cheerleading toe-touch thing. But I mean, I still do some of the athletic things that I did.
Now, just so I did not get this wrong, I just scrolled back in our conversation from Friday, and this is not a misquote. Friday at 12:57 p.m., you sent me a message.
Yes.
This is what you said, 12:57 p.m. on Friday. You said, I'm very strong, extremely athletic.
Yes. That's because you... Let's put this in context. I was obviously poking, some fun in there, but it was also because you were on air with Miss Linda kind of dogging me.
What did I say?
I had to overcompensate, by saying I'm extremely athletic and extremely strong. No, you the whole time, Miss Linda would have to vouch for this. You're like, yeah, no, she's not athletic and she's out of shape, I don't know, something like that.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, listen, I've never, first of all, the athletic thing, probably, in my mind, goes back to you trying to run with the boys in the hallway. Now, that's
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. Oh, that was so fun.
Right, but I mean, they were at the end, and you had not even got your first foot down on the ground. Oh, so
you didn't even see it.
No, I watched it
you
on the camera.
There.
We pulled the camera. So,
you are full of it.
And how many times putting away games have you dropped things on the floor? So this to me is where I don't see the athleticism. But it then when you were laying out that I'm very strong is what you said. I'm very strong. Now, what do you base that on?
I am really strong.
Okay, what does that mean? Like you're breaking cinder blocks? What are you doing?
No, you know, I do things. I lift things. I move stuff. I'm really strong. God, I'm sorry that you don't know that.
A powerhouse, I guess. You're a powerhouse.
Powerhouse. I did not
realize. Well, see, to me, you just don't fit. As I've said, the example I've used is the Serena Williams. Now, she would be somebody I would not, you know, want to pick a fight with, even though she is a girl, because she's strong. Clearly,
I would, and just on that note, I'll agree with you. I would not compare myself to Serena Williams.
No, so who would you compare yourself with as a strong female?
I don't have a great comparison, I suppose, to myself being as a strong. I mean, I'm not going to compare myself to some famous athlete. That would be insane.
No, but I'm like, have you ever? Because see, as I said before, when it comes to male and female, the male always has the advantage when it comes to strength activities. Because that's just a genetic thing. So, have you ever overpowered a male?
No, why would I try to do that?
I don't know what you do in your life. I mean, you're always trying to challenge people.
No, not really. Only the people that, like, doubt me like you constantly do.
Yeah, but I don't know what this means. See, I'm just trying to get a handle on how strong you are. You like lifting weights?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how much weight are you lifting?
No, I don't really, like, I just do it till I get tired or do whatever. Sometimes I'll try to, you know, like, I don't know. What do you mean?
So anyway.
I don't, you know, bench press a weight and say, hey, I bench press, you know, 500 pounds.
Well, I
do what I do.
That would never happen.
Well, correct.
Okay, so the question is, with 2 minutes left to go, bowling is out there, cornhole is out there, because we're going to make this competition happen this time, because then we have to report back as to how badly I beat you. So,
yeah, I'm good with either one of those. I think cornhole is fun. I like it because it's not, like, a well-known game. It takes some, like, skill or precision, but it's not, like, one of those things that you can say, you know, a man has an advantage over a woman. It's not something that, like, strength necessarily plays any part in it.
Well, that's the question. I want to find out if you really are strong. What can you do that will prove this to me? Because I have doubts.
Okay, I know you always doubt me, though, so I'm not surprised by that.
No, I don't always doubt you. There's a possibility you could win at the cornhole. I assume you've probably practiced. But I'm just saying, what could you prove to me in some way that you are strong and superior to whatever I could possibly do?
No, I'm not trying to be superior in strength to you. I don't think I've ever said that I'm superior in strength.
Well, that was the indication.
No, it wasn't. You were dogging me, and I said, no, I am athletic, and I am strong.
Okay, well, just
dog your strength or any of that, or you would say, hey, you know, I'm okay.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to figure out, though. How strong are you? How are we going to figure this out? Because we'll do the cornhole.
I guess you're going to have to determine that. And that would have to be on a personal level. Because I never said, hey, Scott, I'm stronger than you.
It doesn't matter if you're stronger than me. I'm just saying I want to see something impressive that would make me go, oh, well, she wasn't telling a lie.
Oh, okay. What would that be? Tell me what that would be. What would make
Well, that's what I don't know. What could you do that would be something that would be impressive?
I don't know what would impress the Scott Spears. I don't know.
Well, yeah, something that you could do that maybe most other women your age could not do.
Oh, you always throw age in there.
Well, I mean, you're middle-aged, clearly. You know, and we're getting more toward evening all the time. So what I'm saying is what could you do that would, I go, wow, I did not realize she was that strong.
I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to ask, like, your listeners, think about yourself, like, what would be impressive that a 43-year-old, you know, woman could do? And they'd be like, oh, okay. So she's strong. I guess we really need to figure that out.
We would have to find a 43-year-old woman first, because clearly...
I am 43.
Okay, before we part ways, because this has been fun, but before, and you're coming in Friday, so this is really going to be a knockout, and Linda will probably have to referee that on Friday, but my question is see, because here, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but I've seen you, and as I said, I'm not saying you're out of shape, and I'm not saying that you look out of shape, but looking at you, the first thing in my mind would not be strong. You know, like when I look at...
I think you have, like, given your listeners who have no idea who I am, like, this horrible picture of me. Like, I wish they could see an actual picture, because I think they would be like, okay, I can see where she might be, you know, a little bit. Strong or athletic.
No, see, that's what I don't...
Horrible,
what,
like, idea.
What looking at you would tip me off that you were strong? Because I've seen you many times, and I'm trying to think what in the world about you would be strong. Now, athletic, you know, I might be able to believe that. You're obviously, you know, you're not overweight. You're not, I don't know what else you would be. But, you know, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying strong is something different. And what is it about you, if somebody saw you, that would tip you off that you're a strong person?
Probably my
I've seen your arms. You have worn sleeveless clothing many times, and I've never seen anything that even looked remotely scary.
I don't know if they're scary.
So you're saying you have a bicep?
I know. Scott, like, I don't know. How can I prove to you that I'm strong? Like, you're going to have to decide this. I'm not saying, like, I'm, like, pulling planes down the street with my teeth strong, or, like, you know, moving cars and, like, flipping them over with my arms strong. But, like, I feel like I'm decently strong for someone my age.
Now we're going decently. Before, on Friday, it was I'm very strong. All I'm saying is we're... With 30 seconds to part here, here's all I'm saying, is that you may be. I mean, I really don't know. It's not like you and I have ever been in like a fist fight or something. But what I'm saying is, seeing you many, many times in my life, there is nothing about you that would make me go, oh, she's strong. So I'm curious as to what it is that you think would tip off. Like, if somebody saw you today, out in the public, in the grocery store, or wherever you go, what would they? Oh, you know, she's a strong looking person.
I don't know. I think I'm actually, like, stronger than I look. I don't think people would be like, oh, she's strong, but they might, you know, they'd be surprised someday if that I'm strong.
Well, if you don't look strong, then I don't think I can be blamed for this assumption that I'm making.
I don't. You're just assuming that I'm unathletic and unstrong and unwhatever else. That's the problem.
Well, we're going to do the cornhole, but between now and Friday, we're going to figure out something that would allege that you were strong. So I just want to see it. It doesn't even have to be a competition. I just want to see something that you're strong enough.
Pull-ups or like, I don't know. What is it? What is something that is strong? I really don't. Tell me. I don't know.
We'll figure this out. Maybe I'll ask somebody tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But get ready. Get ready. I'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. See you Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout. And why is the screen changing colors? Maybe we're not heading for the dugout just yet. I have no idea what just happened. All right, hold on. We're going to get out of here momentarily. Scott Spears...